Bethalto today on Old School 95.5.
Good morning and welcome to Bethalto Today, our bi-weekly audio news magazine here at Old School 95.5. With me this morning, County Executive Mr. Charlie Dooley and Pat Washington, Director of Communications. Folks, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
How you been, man?
I'm well. How about you, Steve?
Oh, I can't complain. I can't complain at all.
I won't complain. Okay.
I never got the president, but I'm close to the president right now.
It's all good.
How much scrutiny do you see now as an African-American politician with Obama being in office compared to when George W. Bush was in office?
Well, first of all, Obama's under scrutiny every minute of the day. I'm under scrutiny every hour of the day.
Every hour of the day.
It's very intensive. They expect more from African Americans than they do other leaders. There's a different standard at times, but yet we represent the same people, the same constituency. But there's a different expectation for us as you go forward.
County Executive Dooley, you're the mayor of several cities for St. Louis County, believe it or not. How do you handle such a job?
I love the way you put that. You say it's like the county executive, like being the mayor.
Right.
And why would you say that?
You oversee most of the small cities in St. Louis County, the Parks and Recreation Department, the roads, anything that has to do with the outlying counties of St. Louis City is your responsibility, even legislation.
One of the things I was making reference to when you said the mayor, most people do not understand the position of county executive, but they all understand what the mayor's position is. So I just want to explain that to you that, yes, the mayor has the operations of the city, and the county executive have the day-to-day operations of St. Louis County. It's the same jurisdiction, you know what I'm saying, the same responsibilities and accountabilities.
The county strategic plan, what is it?
Well, the county strategic plan, we did this in 2013, develop how we move forward in the 21st century. And the strategic plan is going to be data-driven. It's going to be looking at where do we need to be, what our challenges are, what is the future. For example, we got three areas we're looking at. We got our aging population. We got young people coming to this community. But the number one thing is, how do we provide jobs for the population, a skilled workforce? These are the things that we're planning for in the 21st century that's going to be data-driven, looking at our communities, how they connect with each other, if that means the parks or the Great Rivers Greenway, the bike trails. How do we connect with our communities? Also looking at St. Louis County is beginning to have an aging community. How do we connect with them? For example, we have a lot of apartments for aging. People want to stay where they live in their own community.
That's true.
They don't want to move out. So we got to plan for this, for those individuals to live in their communities, next to their churches or their friends, their communities. And thirdly, it's the young people. How do we get young people? They come here to go to school at St. Louis University, University of Missouri, St. Louis, Webster, all these great universities that we have here in our community, but how do we get them to stay in this community to make a difference and to have an educated workforce? So as you go forward, these are the things that we're looking at, trying to make sure that we position St. Louis in a most productive way. The strategic plan also talks about immigration. It is so important that immigration, for example, most small businesses are started by immigrants. The fastest growing regions in this country are the regions that embrace immigration. So that's one of the things that we're looking at, to make sure they have a diverse population, make sure that our business community is very diverse. Let me give you an example I make reference to when I say a diverse community. We have women now more than ever before coming forward as CEOs. For example, Brown Shoe got a woman CEO. You got Gray Bar has a woman CEO. You have Wells Fargo has a woman CEO, okay? Then you have foreign-born CEOs like Hugh Grant or Monsanto is foreign-born. Individuals at least the Botanical Gardens, Peter Wise Jackson is foreign-born. But then you look at our community as a whole, like, for example, for the first time in St. Louis County history, we have more diversity in our staff than we ever had before. An example, we got 14 directors. Half of those directors are women, and half of those women are minorities. We have an Asian American on our staff as well. So we try to demonstrate what we talk about. We can't talk about diversity if we don't do it ourselves.
That's so true.
You know, and even the major corporations, they get it. The corporations that's going to be successful in the 21st century have to understand diversity, and it's not just good for business, it's the right thing to do.
That's for sure. County Executive Dooley, what has been your main accomplishments since being in office?
Well, it's a number of things I'm really proud of. And let me say this. The things that I think is most important, I believe, is investing in the St. Louis metropolitan area. If we talk about the metro, when we had the metro tax, that passed for light rail and to continue our public transportation. You talk about Proposition P, which is really an outstanding opportunity where the city and the county working together to dress up our front door. I think that was essential. Then we talk about the 911 emergency communication tax that they put on ourselves that we say we got to have to make sure wherever you are in the greater metropolitan area, if you got a cell phone and you're in trouble, we know where you are. We can help you. That's important. Then you talk about the courts, general obligation bond for the new family courts, $130 million. We're going to do that. So there's a host of things that we can point, but the major thing is putting our community in a position whereas we can create jobs and opportunity. And North Park is a perfect example of that. People thought North Park 10 years ago was just a pipe dream.
Right.
Look at it today.
It's beautiful.
It is simply outstanding with Express Scripts. People don't understand.
Vetterot College.
It is there, but Express Scripts, the key to Express Scripts is this. We just got another, built another sixth building for Express Scripts in the North County area, in North Park. But here's the key to it. They're getting ready to hire an additional 1,800 people. Do you realize that that Express Scripts is a Fortune 50 company that have over $1 billion in revenue? That's huge right here in St. Louis County and particularly in North County. So that's simply outstanding. If you look at the Monsanto, they're getting ready to invest $400 million. They're going to have a potential of hiring 675 new employees.
That's excellent.
That is huge. RGA, they have $154 million investment. And on top of that, they're going to hire somewhere between 300 additional employees. The Boeing Corporations. Now, we didn't get that big one, but we got a new, they're going to hire, over the next several years, 1,000 people for IT and development and research right here in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Charter Communication opening up a center, a call center. It's going to be about 500 jobs. That's going to be huge. The Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. Okay.
Over here.
They just made another investment of $54 million. It's going to hire an additional 100 people as well. So if you put all that together, there's a lot going on in the St. Louis metropolitan area that is really key to our survival and for a skilled workforce. But even more importantly, if we look at North County, for example, where we thought we were going to lose the record center, now it's in North County. That's a huge amount of jobs, quite frankly. So we are doing the things I think that makes a difference. But even more importantly, we are positioning St. Louis County in the greater metropolitan area. We position ourselves for the 21st century. We want to be the place of destination. Right here, things are happening. If we invest in ourselves like we're doing now, it will allow our existing businesses to expand. But even more importantly, businesses want to be where there's vitality, that something is going on. That would attract additional businesses to our greater metropolitan area as well. And one of the other things that we got to be proud of is the issue about the city and the county and economic development coming together, where we don't compete against each other. We compete together because this is a global economy, not just a regional or state to state. It is global. It is international competition. And we want St. Louis to be one of the 10 destination spots in the world for economic development and for job creation.
With Missouri being right in the middle of the country, a lot of immigrants coming here now, a lot. And I know you guys, you probably had to hire a new diversity director just to handle them. Who's the new diversity director, and what type of role does he have with St. Louis County?
Well, we got, his name is, our new director is Mr. Horton. He's a great guy. Actually, he's a Normandy student originally.
Oh, very
good.
From
Normandy. He's a great individual. Has 20 years of experience. He understands what diversity means, how you bring together, how it impacts not only the community, but the workforce itself, how it speaks to the community. But even more important, it lets people know that we're involved in inclusion. We're not just talking about it. We are doing something about inclusion and diversity. We're going to do a disparity study. So when we start setting opportunities that in the future, We have some data. Again, what I talked about, the strategic plan, mm-hmm. is getting the data that bags up what you want to do. Give you some foundation. We're not just going to be doing things just to be doing things. We're going to have data. We're going to put the resources where they need to be put to get the greatest experience and to spend taxpayers' dollars efficiently.
Crime is down in St. Louis County.
The crime is down. It's a 40-year low. But even more importantly, it for the last 14 months, the crime has constantly is down. And one of the particular areas that St. Louis County had opportunity is to partner with the city of Jennings and take over their police department. And the crime is significantly down in the city of Jennings. If you ask the business community, the citizens, they think it was the right thing to do at the right time, and it's working, and it's paying great dividends for the Jennings community and for the greater metropolitan area. Again, one of the things that you look at the 21st century, if people don't feel safe in their homes, you don't have connecting communities, and you can't attract jobs and jobs creations, you can't attract businesses, and you can't attract those young, talented young people that stay in our communities. So this is really important about how do people perceive the greater metropolitan area. Is it a safe place to be? We talk about the 90 municipalities. My friends, in St. Louis County, there are so many different ways you can live in Florida, Northwoods, you know, Blackjack, or you can live in Town and Country, or Chesterfield, or Kirkwood, or Webster Groves, or Richmond Heights. All those are different ways to live. And Belknap, great places to live. What I'm saying to you is this. In St. Louis County, we have an opportunity to decide how you want to live, what type of atmosphere, what kind of landscape you want in your community, and make it happen.
We're talking to County Executive Charlie Dooley on Bethalto Today. Racial profiling in South County. Has it gotten any better?
Well, right now, we have a new police chief, outstanding guy, John Barrymore. He's a great guy. We also have a new police department as far as the police commission. And we have an African-American, Roland Covington, is chairman of the police board now. So we got new people, new situations in place, and they're reviewing it. They're going to, my understanding, the chief is going to bring an outside review process to be objective about it. And as soon as we get that information, we're going to share it. If it needs additional legislation to accomplish those goals, we're going to do it. But we're going to look at this from a holistic point of view. Mm-hmm. So we got a great opportunity with a new police chief, a new police board, a new police chairman. We on the right road to success.
Your vision for St. Louis County is so strong. How long do you think it's going to take for you to see your vision really come into fruition?
The 2013 strategic plan is an important process that we went through for St. Louis County for the 21st century. We want to make sure that we spend our money efficiently, use the resources, put them where they need to be. We want people to feel safe in their homes, but even more importantly, we want to create an atmosphere for a business to grow and create jobs. Job is the number one thing. We want people to work at all levels, at highly skilled levels, low levels, medium levels. We want everybody to have access to good paying jobs and good benefits where they can be productive citizens in our community. So again, I believe that every person in our community is a person of value, and given an opportunity, they can be productive citizens. And it's my privilege to serve St. Louis County, and is given the opportunity, and people say, Charlie, why are you running? Because the work is not completed yet. I still have fire in the belly.
County Executive Charlie Dooley, you are a drum major for inclusion. You've done a heck of a job, and you should be proud of the job that you've been doing throughout the years. Thank you so very much for coming on the show this morning. Pat Washington, Director of Communications, thank you so much for giving us a chance to talk to Executive Charlie Dooley in a very candid interview.